In association with PharmaNord UK Nutritional Supplements Limited, this is Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM's Midweek Drive on location, this time at the 2013 Land Rover Burley International Horse Trials, of course, sponsored by Rolex, HSBC, a whole variety, and obviously Land Rover, hence the reason the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials. Ed, your thoughts, because this is your first Burley Horse Trial event.
Yeah, Alex, I know Stamford fairly well, having visited a few times over the years. I've even been to Burley House, but just driving in this morning, it's fabulous. I mean, I know we've entered autumn today, but seeing those Elizabethan turrets on the grand Burley House, it's a superb setting.
I'm reminded of Dr. Jim Chordon, who was a Hong Kong doctor who joined me back in, I think, 2005 for his first location report. He thought when he was over in Hong Kong, every English house was actually just like Burley. So when he actually headed up to Middlesbrough, it was a bit of a surprise for him.
Yes, there are not many Burley houses around, but it's a wonderful place and great views in this part of Lincolnshire as well.
And a little bit of news, of course, Dr. Jim celebrating, I think, his first anniversary of wedded bliss with Louise Rigg, who they met on a Southside location report. So it just goes to show that romance can continue ever onwards. No romance today, well, at least not that I'm aware of, but we're moving into the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials. It's always wonderful when we actually get the first official exhibitor interview of the season together as far as the Burley 2013 event is concerned. We're delighted to be speaking, of course, to the fabulous James. James, how are you?
Very good, very good. Nice to meet you again.
As I say, we last spoke down at the CLA Game Fair, and we're delighted to actually see you there. And since then, of course, the thing continues to go from strength to strength with your work.
Yes, it's been good. It's been a good year so far. We've got a nice, steady, sort of drizzly day today, so it's nice to be inside a tent.
Well, we were speaking to other folk who said yesterday was perhaps a little bit over humid in terms of the sort of weather. Did you find that, or is there such a thing as perfect show weather?
Perfect show weather is cool and overcast. The CLA Game Fair and yesterday was very, very hot, as you well remember. Everyone was flaking out, and people can't make their minds up, and they don't have a very good time when it's too hot. So yes, cool is good.
For our listener who isn't familiar with the fabulous, fantabulous work of James Gulick, Ed, would you like to just describe what we can see in here?
A wonderful paintings that have real perspective and actually shine on them. There's a picture over there of a truffle, some chicory and some balsamic vinegar, and I was looking for that when I arrived in here this morning, having seen that at the CLA Game Fair. And I also have this
horror... You're purchasing it, are we?
Well, along with the rest. I have this horror when we were last talking that I asked you something really stupid like, are they finished? Or there was something...
It's very true, Ed. Yes, that's still there.
There was some daft comment.
But works in progress, I think, was the official phrase.
What is in progress, then, at the moment for you?
In the studio at the moment, I've got some portraits coming up. I've got ladies coming sit for portraits. I've got this... This is a planning drawing for a large commission which will be finished by Christmas, which is 13 feet by 9 to go on someone's staircase.
Just talk about that. We'll just have a little wander through this. So talk about a planning drawing. So does this mean that, in essence, this is kind of how it's going to look? Is it like the equivalent of a model?
Well, the clients come here and they visit to discuss projects, future projects or ongoing projects. And this is just a proposal drawing for a client who wants his polo team painted. So 5 polo ponies in a large canvas to go on a very large wall on his stairwell. And he will either say yay or nay, and then we'll stand here and discuss what is possible. For example, this is just 5 ponies against a blank background. I'd like to put a tree in the background. He has this staggeringly huge ancient oak tree in his garden, and I want to put that behind the polo ponies, but he said no so far. But having seen this drawing,
has
I think
he got no sense of art.
He might change his mind. So that's what he's coming for here. So a lot of the traders are at this show are bringing clients in order to discuss ongoing projects, and this is one of them. So.
Ed.
This one here, can you talk us through this one as well, please? Because that is, this
substantial
piece of art, isn't it? So what inspired this one?
It's again based on the polo pony. They're very, very beautiful ponies. Short, strong, and they're two polo ponies in competition with each other, so they're both going for the ball, so to speak. They're riderless, but they've got hogged manes, which means their manes are clipped, long flowing tails. And they are in close contact with each other, running side by side, one pulling her head back and one almost leaning forward and trying to overpower the other one. And it's a demonstration of a human emotion, which is a struggle, in horse form, which is what horse portraiture is about.
That's a wonderful summation of the whole piece. Now, obviously, you have, I refer to them as the Gaelic muses, but actually they're apprentices in many ways that come through. So a few name checks for the fine folk here are currently standing observing the sort of outside world.
Rosie Barker on the left and Annie Van Spyke on the right, two young apprentices who've been with me for 9 out of 10 months now.
Well, there we are. I think we met up briefly at the Sailor Gate. Rosie, if we can come to you first, how has the whole experience been for yourself?
Yes, really interesting. It's obviously a really unique experience coming to work with James. It's not anything that I've seen offered before anywhere else, and that's why I chose to do it. It's been very hard at times. You know, it's a lot of hard work goes into making all these pictures from scratch, really. So it's just been completely new to me. I've always enjoyed painting and drawing, but this has taken it to a whole new level, really, for me. So, yeah, it's been fantastic.
Ed, from your educational perspective, I think you might have one or two questions here.
Yeah, I mean, they say that you live and you learn, and you don't always know how you're going to learn. What are some of the really surprising things that you've learned over the last few months?
Go to Rosie again.
Well, I suppose one of the things which makes James's painting so wonderful, and you can see the quality in them at the end, is that he does, you know, make everything from scratch. So refining our own oils, making our own paints, and I'd never really thought about that before coming to work with James. So I think that's one surprising thing, how much work goes into every aspect of it, not just the paint, it's not just painting. And then another side is really the business. James is really, really great at teaching you the business side of art, because at the end of the day, if you want to make a living out of it, you have to come and do these trade shows and try and sell things. And so that, again, was, I'd never really thought about all those sort of different aspects of it. So that's...
And from your own perspective?
How much I've enjoyed it? It's been really great. Yeah, really informative. I have learnt so much, just obviously of the business side, but just how to really paint properly and things, and in that artistic environment and stuff, like, it's just a great opportunity, and I've really enjoyed it.
So what would you say would be your own specialisations? Would it be animal forms? Would it be life, still life? Where's the kind of key things you'd look for?
Well, my favourite thing to paint would probably be portraits or figure paintings. The humans, not so much animals, and they're a whole new different skill, I think.
And Rosie?
Yes, I like doing portraits as well. I hadn't really done much still life before working with James, and I've come to really enjoy it. And it's you can just settle down and work at it for quite a long time, obviously. There's more difficulties that come with doing, you know, animal portraits or portraits of people, because you have to go and sit with them, and it's all a bit more complex. So when you just set up a still life and you're really satisfied with it, can just sit down and work, that's really nice as well.
The portraits interest me, because I'm thinking, Ed, obviously in charge of the budget for Siren and various other things, what we really need is a major portrait of radio presenters at work, really. And clearly we might be able to sign up at least one of these artists to do that.
That would be a very fitting tribute. I've got a little question. But just go back to this huge, substantial picture here of the two ponies. You know, when you're painting something that big, don't you just spend a lot of time walking right the way to the other side of the room to have a look at it? I mean, doesn't that just take forever, because you have to keep going away from it to see it?
I think James prepares, so he knows what it's going to sort of end up looking like, because, you know, he'll grid the whole canvas up. So he'll make lots of sketches, sketch it out on a smaller scale, then grid it up, so he knows where it's going to be, everything's going to be. So he's not suddenly surprised when he backs away from the canvas and it looks a mess or anything.
You don't want to end up with 1 foot too big or something, do you?
Exactly. Right. But I did ask him the same question. I just said, isn't it difficult having to constantly step back and forwards? But I think he sort of prepares so much with all of his sketches that that's not too much of an issue.
So where do you go after you've completed the apprenticeship? What's the next stage in your artistic careers?
Well, I'm actually going to go on to university starting from this month, but I'll obviously carry on part-time kind of painting, being an artist, self-employed.
And which university are you going to?
Sheffield.
Good, okay. And you're reading?
English literature, so...
An English literature artist. Fantastic. Genius. Wonderful. And yourself, Rosie?
I'm going back home to Buckinghamshire, and I'm going to basically really try establish, set myself up with everything that James has taught me over the past 10 months. And it's really the business side of things which has been most helpful to me, because he obviously takes us all on, knowing that we can, you know, draw and paint. So really, it's establishing myself, doing things like setting up website, branding myself, getting letterhead so I can then send off my work to galleries, really. So, yeah, that's my plan.
Thinking as well, we should really sign up these fine folk as we sort of follow their careers, really, for the Midweek Drive. What do you think?
I think so. Telephonic correspondence from the arts world would be good, yeah.
Would you be up for that, ladies?
Yeah, certainly.
So from Sheffield and from Buckinghamshire.
Yeah, definitely.